Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're gonna need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey guys, I love y'all so much and I hope that today's message encourages you. Be sure and like and subscribe if you are tuning in on YouTube. Comment down below what you learned in today's message and what other topics you'd like to hear talked about moving forward. And if you're tuning in via Apple or Spotify, be sure and download, rate, review. We love reading your reviews and it actually helps us as we prepare for messages to come. And make sure to turn on your push notifications so that you can know whenever episodes come out as we have new episodes every single Wednesday. Guys, I love y'all and I hope you enjoy the show. Hey there, MMA McDaniel here. This podcast is powered by the Converge Podcast Network. What's up, awesome people? I love you so much. My name is MMA McDaniel, and I am so happy and so thankful to welcome you to the Have You Heard podcast. I am so thankful to be back. Friends, that's what this podcast really is a recap of my time away and about rest and the things I learned and some encouragements I would love to pass along to you. So without further ado, grab your headphones and let's get into the word. Guys, I feel like it is so incredibly fitting to take a hot second before we get into my time of rest and hype up my husband because he was so kind and was so wholehearted in his work to take on hosting this podcast so that I could step away and be refreshed and rest. And we had incredible guests on in the process. We had our college pastor here in town, Quincy Thompson, and we had my dad and my dad-in-law, and we had Christian Huff, like just some incredible solid men come on. And I know that it blessed me dearly, and I hope that it just poured into your life and equipped you in the word and strengthened your walk with the Lord. It was incredible. But I just could not talk about anything else until talking about Josh. And I'm just so thankful to God for how he was so kind to work so hard so that I could rest so well. Just crazy sweet. So I'm incredibly glad to be back. I missed you guys. I missed sitting here and getting to share what the Lord has put on my heart and have conversations here with y'all. I kind of just going back to the beginning, the reason that I decided to step away, to be so frank, is that I was just overwhelmed. And I needed to be alone with the Father. I needed to be refreshed in His Word. I needed to spend time with my people. And honestly, it's just a full season. Just within this year, got married, within this year, senior year of college, and with assignments, and also committed to this ministry. And so I think in the midst of all of the commitments and the season of life that I'm in, I just felt overwhelmed with all the commitments that I had. And God just made it so clear to me. And through conversations with people, I was just so affirmed in it that, yep, it would be wise and it would bless this ministry greatly and it would bless my relationships greatly if I were to take a step back, just as Jesus did. Jesus was a pro at loving people well, being with people, but then also being just as disciplined to step away and be alone with the Father. And I think that's something that really hit home for me from the get-go of this time, was that rest requires as much discipline as work does. And both rest and work honor the Lord. And so following the example of Jesus, I wanted to step away. And so that is why I did that. And that's why I took a month off. And I'm so, so thankful because it was so refreshing. And to be so honest, it was such a steady time. Like, it was just a time of making memories with my friends and doing homework. And I turned 23. We had a birthday and we made quesadillas and ate chocolate cake and had really sweet time journaling. I like dedicated a whole journal just to the last month and lots of really sweet time in prayer. It was just really, really good. And a sweet moment that I wanted to share with you guys that resonated a lot with me was one night during this past month, I was about to go to bed. Me and Josh were getting the house ready to wind down, and I was brushing my teeth in the bathroom. And on the other side of the door, I could hear our washing machine going, I could hear our dryer going, and I could hear our dishwasher going. So the dishes and the laundry were being cleaned. So work was being done, but me and Josh were winding down and we were about to rest. And I just thought to myself, how awesome is our God that while I'm resting, He is still working. And that leads me to an encouragement I just want to pass on to you. The morning that I decided to take a step back and intentionally rest was when that morning I texted my mama and I was like, Mama, she's just, my mom is not only my mom, but she's my best friend and a mentor and advisor. She's just a really cool all-star kind of package. And I reached out to her and I was like, hey, so this is how I'm feeling, just overwhelmed, kind of like what I just shared with y'all. And I was like, if you could be praying for me today, that would be awesome. But kind of a little backstory to this, I did not think I could take a step back. I didn't think that I could take a pause and rest and be refreshed because I thought I have too many things. I'm too committed to so many things that if I were to take a step back, like the thought of that, like I can't even think about that because it's not even a possibility. And my mom did not know that. But my mom, she texted me back and she said, Emma, Satan would love for you to think that you can't take a rest because you have too many things to do. But God is wanting you to rest and trust in Him that He will do what only He can do as you rest. And kind of just a full circle moment, as I was about to go to sleep and the dishwasher was going and the laundry was being done, but I wasn't doing anything. They were just being washed on their own in their little machines and I was about to go to sleep. I just got such a like a blanket of comfort and encouragement came over me as I thought, wow, God, like you're being honored in my rest. I am doing this to please you, to seek your face, to draw near to you, and so that I can better invest into this ministry that you've entrusted me to steward, so that I can better invest into my marriage, so that I can carry these rhythms of rest I'm learning now into the next seasons of my life. And it can even bless just future seasons I don't even know are coming. And as I'm doing that, as I'm committing myself to you through resting, as I'm being disciplined by the power of your Spirit to rest, because He's given us a spirit of self-discipline, God, you're working on my behalf. And I just thought, how sweet whenever we learn to trust God, that He knows our needs and He is our provider and He promises that He will supply all of our needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. I love a couple of verses that came to my mind that I wanted to just pass along to you guys is in Psalm 127, where the psalmist says that if the Lord does not build the house, the laborers work in vain. And those who are toiling and rising early in the morning and going to bed really late to make sure that they have enough, like that's not what God intended. That's in vain. That's not trusting God. God, it says God gives his beloveds sleep. And I think that there's just so much peace that comes from trusting God that he is my provider. And as I am disciplined to work unto him and rest unto him, I am trusting that ultimately he will supply all of my needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And he loves to give me sleep. And I want to honor him, and I want to walk in that order that he has made me for by receiving that sleep that he loves to give me. And the second passage of scripture that comes to mind is in Psalm 121. Where we're told, I love the Psalms, but we're told in Psalm 121 that God doesn't sleep or slumber, but he watches over us. Like even while we're sleeping, he watches over us. And that just goes to show that our God is bigger than us, and he's working in the midst of our rest. And that's just such, I think, such a powerful word in the midst of this hustle culture where we hype up busyness, we hype up work, we hype up exhaustion, we hype up stress in a way that's like, wait, why? When we take a step back and analyze, it's like, why are we doing this to ourselves? Whenever God made us for a rhythm of work and rest, there is a joy about working hard and getting your hands dirty. There is a joy about just putting your all into the work that the Lord has entrusted to you. I love how Paul encouraged Timothy, throw yourself into your work so others may see your progress. We were made for that labor. We were made to work hard and enjoy the fruits of that labor. But we were also made for rest, work and rest. And whenever we neglect that part of what we were made for, we're neglecting a joy and a peace and a rest that the Lord desires for us to operate out of. It's an order that we were made to operate out of. And so I just want to encourage you that it takes just as much discipline to work as it does to rest. And there isn't to be pride in your busyness. Yes, you'll have busy seasons, but I really believe it honors the Lord when we prioritize rest in the midst of our work.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network and is sponsored in part by
Scripture says that it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. And I have an incredibly awesome way for you to give today. So I've partnered with Compassion International, which is a nonprofit organization that has partnered up with local churches to help deliver kids out of poverty all over the world. And just for $38 a month, you can sponsor a child today. And you can actually have a personal relationship with them through contacting them via letters and praying for them. This is really powerful, y'all. So if you go to compassion.com/Emma, you can sponsor a child today. I love you. So in today's episode, we're talking about rest, and I actually found a really cool tool to help me intentionally rest better, and that is with Everlywell at-home lab tests. So these tests give you physician-reviewed results and personalized insights so you can take action on your health and wellness at an affordable and transparent cost. With over 30 tests, you'll be able to choose the one that makes the most sense for you. They have food sensitivity, metabolism, the one that I took, sleep and stress, and thyroid, which are only just a couple of options. As I said, I personally took the sleep and stress test, and the results that came back gave me insights on my melatonin levels, and it showed me that, oh, my screen viewing and my light intake at night actually impacts my quality of sleep. And so I was able to practically incorporate something to better my sleep. And here's how the Everlywell at-home lab test works in all of its coolness. Everlywell ships your at-home lab test straight to you with everything needed for a simple sample collection. Using the prepaid label, you mail your test back to a certified lab, and in just days, like it doesn't take long, your physician reviewed results will come back to your device, and also you'll have actionable insights. And you can share your results with your primary care physician to help guide you in next steps. And for listeners of today's show, Everlywell is offering a special discount of 20% off an at-home lab test if you go to everlywell.com/Emma. That's everlywell.com/Emma for 20% off your at-home lab test. Again, that's everlywell.com/Emma. You may be like, Emma, you may be like how I was. Emma, I have so many things I'm committed to. There are so many things I'm doing. You have no idea how crazy this season is. And resting is just not a possibility right now. And to that, I want to encourage you what my mom encouraged me with, to trust the Lord and seek Him in rest and watch Him do what only He can do. Friends, I just really, really hope that this encourages you. And I hope that this is just a heart-to-heart moment of, you know, that we're humans and we have limits and we need rest and we need to have dependency upon a God who works on our behalf and who provides for us and who cares about us. And if you're like, Emma, this sounds awesome, but I like don't even know where to begin with rest, I want to share, like, this is extremely simple. But whenever I was entering into this past month of rest, I asked the Lord, what rhythms of rest are you wanting me to incorporate in my life? Ask the Lord. Ask Him to show you, because I may be newly married and with this ministry and a senior in college, and what my rest looks like may look different in the season that you're in, that rhythm. So I encourage you to like seek the Lord and figure out what that may look like. And a friend encouraged me that, yes, I think this is something you like is essential for you to incorporate in your just as a restful thing. And that is being in the Word and seeking the Lord in prayer. That's just incredible. But something one of my good friends encouraged me in was, sometimes it doesn't have to be like quote unquote spiritual, but I believe it actually does bless us with our walk with the Lord. But that is like, if you love taking a bubble bath, or if you love baking bread or cooking a meal or going on a walk or watching your favorite show or something like that, that's so simple and it may just be 30 minutes out of your day, but it allows you to kind of take a deep breath, acknowledge the Lord, and mentally just rest in the midst of whatever season, whatever kind of day you're in. That's beautiful. And that's something I'm wanting to practice, is I don't intend for this past month to be, okay, I rested, now let's go work for 27 years and then I'm going to rest again. It's a rhythm. As I said, it's an order. Jesus continually, He went away to be alone with the Father. And so those rhythms that the Lord taught me and is continuing to teach me, I want to continually incorporate that into my day in and day out life. And as the seasons come and go later in my life, I want to continue to honor the Lord in my work and my rest. And I want you to honor the Lord in that too. Whenever I think about rest requiring as much discipline as work does, I think it's so funny, because I was thinking on this and sharing this with other people a couple of weeks before I was brought the realization that I needed to rest. And I was like, wow, I need to receive this in my own life in a way I didn't know I needed to. And that is, I think that sometimes we think that, oh, I'll rest once I get all this work done. And once everything gets done, once every box is checked off, once there's no more work to do, then I'm going to rest. And I've come to realize that if that is my mentality, I am never going to rest. Because there is always, I think it's just how we're wired as people, there's always going to be something to do. Even if every box is checked off, in our funny way, we can find something to do that will be an excuse as to why we can't pause. And so that is my encouragement to you in the discipline of rest, is even when I have things to do, like that's what I have started doing on my Saturdays. This may not be for you. Saturdays may be crazy for you. It may be your Mondays, but for my Saturdays, I have intentionally marked that off for no work. It is just being with my people, spending alone time with the Lord, maybe baking some bread. It is my day just to do things that bring rest. But this past couple weekends, I had homework and I had things that I needed to get done. But I decided, you know what? Like, unless it's urgent, these are going to be pushed to tomorrow. These are going to be pushed to Monday, and I will get to them. But I'm going to choose to submit to the Lord today and honor Him by my rest, because I know that this is going to fuel me to be able to work wholehearted. This is going to give me the energy and the strength to be able to throw myself into the work as this next week comes and see the progress of it. So I just really hope that all this encourages you. Know that we're learning together. As we grow, we are learning to know the Lord better and better, and we are teaching each other. So I hope that you feel taught and blessed and encouraged today. And friends, I am super pumped also because I'm just so excited. Next week, we are starting a new series, and y'all don't want to miss it. That's all I'm going to say. We're starting a new series, so you got to tell all your people and tune in starting next week. Friends, if you are tuning in via YouTube, be sure and like, subscribe, comment down below how you were encouraged, what you learned, and content you'd like to see moving forward. And if you are listening via Spotify or Apple, be sure and download, rate, review, share it with your people, tell them about the series starting next week. And if you haven't already, be sure and follow us on Instagram, Have You Heard Podcast. I love you all so much. Y'all are wonderful, and I'll talk to y'all next week. I pray blessings and encouragement and a deepening of faith over your life today. Be sure to subscribe, rate, give reviews, and go share this episode with all of your people so that we can continue to build our community and build our faith. Thank you for tuning into the Have You Heard podcast, and don't forget how awesome you are.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.